Thank you for joining me for the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. I'm your volunteer reader, Leslie Hunt. Today we are going to be focusing on the news of the past week from Santan and Queen Creek, so if you're ready, let's get going. Our first article is entitled, Town of Queen Creek Seeks More Smoke Detector Volunteers. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, written by Jim Fickus, Tribune contributor, and posted on August 4th, 2026. You can avoid the dreaded annual replacing of smoke detector batteries. That's right, no more climbing and staying on the ladder, taking the covers off your home smoke detectors, replacing the 9-volt batteries, and hoping you don't trigger some loud, mysterious beeping. If you live in Queen Creek or a county island serviced by the Queen Creek Fire and Medical Department, QCFMD, free help can be on the way. The QCFMD offers 3 free community assistance programs, smoke detector maintenance, child car seat safety, and CPR training certification. Those programs are the best way we can serve the public, said Brandon Athey, a captain paramedic with the QCFMD Smoke Detector Monitoring Program. In its 3rd year, the program was the brainchild of Tina Faust, the department's community assistance coordinator, and Larry McDonald, Athey said. Trained volunteers not only take out old batteries, but supply for free the replacement batteries. They also check detectors to make sure they are dust-free and working properly and replace them if they aren't. The crews carry replacement smoke detectors. If new smoke detectors are needed, the homeowner can choose to have them replaced and then go buy the replacements, Faust said. We will come and pick those up after they bought them. That arrangement works best for all involved, Athey said. Most people don't know if they need a new smoke detector. If we didn't carry the replacements, they would have to go to the store and get them, and we would need to come back out, and sometimes they wouldn't get the proper detector. The volunteers even remind repeat customers when it's time for the annual maintenance. Residents can fill out an online form to request an appointment. Volunteers generally schedule about 7 days out. Volunteer crews visit 211 homes in the first half of 2026, with 635 smoke detectors maintained and 359 replaced, Faust said. About 1/3 of those homes failed the whole house test, meaning not all smoke detectors were operating and in sync, Athey said. The program reduces emergency trips by maintaining the detectors before they malfunction. Those malfunctions generally result in a Code 3 fire engine response, since it could be a fire, Athey said. Having the volunteers tend to the smoke detector prevents the people who aren't that handy on a ladder from falling, Faust added. Currently, the program has 10 participants, Faust said, emphasizing, we could use 10 more. Volunteers must commit to a minimum of 2 4-hour shifts per month, but they can do more shifts. The program operates 7 days a week with 8 a.m. to noon and noon to 4 p.m. shifts. We ask for a 1-year commitment, Faust said. New volunteers receive several hours of in-office training and then go on 2 shifts in the field with a mentor. At least 2 people go out on every call. Contact information, queenkreekaz.gov/government/fire-medical/community-assistance/smoke-detector-maintenance. Car seat program. Meanwhile, the town also offers a program that uses certified child passenger safety technicians to teach parents and caregivers how to properly install child car seats. Athey and Faust pointed to national statistics that indicate more than 70% of child car seats are installed incorrectly, upping the risk of serious injury or death in a collision. A seat installation clinic happens once a month at one of Queen Creek's 5 fire stations. Appointments are needed. We do a lot of education, Faust said. We help parents with harness and fit adjustments as well as transition to different seats as the child grows. For information, you can go to queenecreekaz.gov/government/fire-medical/community-assistance/child-seat-safety. CPR training. QCFMD offers free monthly CPR classes to residents 13 years and older. To earn CPR certification, participants must first complete online training followed by an in-person class. Those in-person classes are usually on the last Saturday of the month, except in November and December, at the Gail A. Barney Public Safety Support Facility at 22050 East Queen Creek Road, Athey said. To schedule a class, call 480-358-3360 from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or email cprclass@queenecreekaz.gov. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek Police to Offer Update on Ordinance Covering E-Bikes. This information was provided by QCPD and posted in the Queen Creek Independent, August 2, 2026, written by Janet Pettis. The Queen Creek Police Department is expected to update the Queen Creek Town Council Wednesday on the impact a recent emergency ordinance covering motorized vehicles is having on the town. In May, the council unanimously voted to prohibit the use of e-bicycles and other motorized devices in town parks, establish a specific process for impoundments, set a 15-mile-per-hour speed limit on sidewalks, multi-use pathways, trails, and parking lots, and require hands-free operation of phones and other cellular devices by riders. Since the town implemented common-sense restrictions on e-bikes and e-motorcycle use in our town's parks, I've noted a significant reduction in conflicts between riders and other park-goers, above and beyond what I would have expected due to just summer vacations and heat, Councilmember Jeff Brown said. In the May meeting, Assistant Chief of Police Noah Johnson told the council that in recent months there was a sharp uptick in incidents involving e-bikes that at times required up to 20 responding police officers to control during peak evening hours. From the first quarter of 2025 to the first quarter of this year, the QCPD reported a 94% increase in juvenile disturbances and e-bike-related calls for service. From January 2025 to April 2026, QCPD reported there were 1,834 calls for service regarding juvenile disturbances, including those involving e-bikes. From January 1st through April, an estimated 20 e-bikes were impounded. Under the new ordinance, e-bikes and motorized devices can only be operated in the park's designated roadways and parking lots for entrance and exit only. If an operator wants to take their e-bike to another area of a park, the bike must be walked or carried to the location. The 15-mile-per-hour speed limit takes away the guesswork police must put in to determine whether an e-bike is a Class 1, 2, or 3, especially when people are modifying less powerful bikes to make them faster. Even the Class 1 bikes, you swap out your motor, or what's called jailbreak, it mess with the computer. Now there's no limit on the speed until you just run out of battery power, Johnson told the council. The ordinance also set up a specific process for police to impound and release e-bikes and other motorized devices. Impoundments would focus on incidents of reckless operation, disregarding traffic controls, and riding in prohibited areas. For underage kids riding recklessly, police will call the parents to the scene, issue a seizure form, and place a mandatory 72-hour hold on the device. To get the device back, an impoundment fee will apply, as well as completion of a 2-hour safety course. Brown said he is pleased that more parents are seeking out the safety course for their children. I'm encouraged to hear that some parents are signing up proactively, and some parents, due to a greater awareness, are reaching out to QCPD to learn more about the various types of e-bikes and e-motorcycles along with the capabilities, Brown said. Doing that prior to purchasing reinforces that we definitely have some engaged parents wanting to keep their son or daughter safe. The council meeting starts at 6:30 p.m. August 5th at Community Chambers, 20727 East Civic Parkway. End of story. Janet Perez can be reached at jperez@iniusa.org. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. End of story. Our next article is entitled Queen Creek Company Ensures the Turf is Always Greener. This was posted in the Queen Creek Tribune, July 24, 2026, and updated July 29, 2026. No author is listed. When Justin Haggerty looks across neighborhoods in the East Valley, he doesn't just see artificial grass, he sees opportunity. The Queen Creek entrepreneur estimates thousands of homeowners have invested heavily in synthetic turf over the past two decades, attracted by a lower water use and year-round green lawn. But while many assume artificial grass is maintenance-free, Haggerty says that's one of the biggest misconceptions he encounters. Many homeowners invest thousands of dollars in beautiful synthetic grass but don't realize that dust, debris, pet waste, bacteria, odors, and compacted infill build up over time, he said. Once people see the transformation after a professional cleaning, they immediately understand the value. That realization became the foundation for Grass Clean. GRASSKLEEN. Haggerty's Queen Creek-based company specialized in cleaning, deodorizing, sanitizing, repairing, and maintaining artificial turf throughout the East Valley. Grass Clean is more than a business venture. For Haggerty, it also represents a fresh start. A Wisconsin native who moved to Arizona in 1995, Haggerty spent years living in Chandler and Gilbert before settling in Queen Creek about 12 years ago. Today, he and his fiancée, Lauren, are raising a blended family that includes his three children and her two children. Building a business that allows me to spend time with my family while serving the community has always been one of my biggest goals, he said. Before Grass Clean, Haggerty owned a scissor lift equipment rental company, but after a divorce forced him to reassess his future, he decided to build something entirely different. Like many entrepreneurs, life took some unexpected turns, he said. Rather than dwelling on the past, I decided to focus on creating something positive. The idea came from something he noticed almost everywhere he looked. Artificial turf had become commonplace across the valley, in family backyards, dog runs, playgrounds, and commercial developments. But few people appeared to realize it still required routine maintenance. I couldn't help but notice how much artificial turf had become a part of everyday life, Haggerty said. What many people don't realize is that artificial grass still requires maintenance to stay clean, sanitary, and looking its best. That gap in public awareness became his business plan. Today, Grass Clean serves homeowners and businesses throughout the East Valley, cleaning synthetic lawns while also repairing damaged areas and restoring compacted infill that helps turf maintain its appearance and performance. Educating customers, Haggerty said, remains one of his biggest challenges. Unlike natural grass, synthetic turf doesn't need mowing or watering, leading many homeowners to believe it requires little or no maintenance. Convincing them otherwise often happens only after they see the results. Many homeowners invest thousands of dollars in beautiful synthetic grass but don't realize that dust, debris, pet waste, bacteria, odors, and compacted infill build up over time, he said. Once people see the transformation after a professional cleaning, they immediately understand the value. Building trust has been another challenge for a newer, locally owned company. We know there are plenty of companies people can choose from, so we focus on treating every customer's property as if it were our own, Haggerty said. Our goal isn't just to clean turf, it's to provide honest service, exceed expectations, and earn long-term relationships through quality work and word-of-mouth referrals. Those relationships, he said, are the most rewarding part of the business. What I enjoy most is seeing the reaction from customers when they walk into their backyard after we're finished, Haggerty said. Hearing someone say their turf looks brand new again or that their yard finally smells fresh makes all the hard work worthwhile. As Queen Creek and the rest of the East Valley continue to grow, Haggerty believes the demand for professional turf maintenance will grow with it. For him, however, success isn't measured only by new customers. Queen Creek has truly become home, he explained, and I enjoy being part of a community that continues to grow while still maintaining its small town values. For more information, you can go to sales at grassclean, GRASSKLEEN.com. End of story. You are listening to the East Valley News on Sun Sounds of Arizona. Today we're focusing on the news of the past week for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm Leslie Hunt, your volunteer broadcaster. Continuing on, our next story is entitled, Queen Creek Chamber Will Hold Job Fair. Queen Creek Chamber of Commerce provided this information. It was posted in the Queen Creek Independent August 3, 2026, and the author is listed. The Queen Creek Chamber of Commerce is hosting a job fair this week. Those looking for a job will be able to meet employers from across the Southeast Valley who are actively hiring. The job fair runs from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thursday, August 6th at the Chandler Gilbert Community College, Williams Field Campus, 7360 East Tahoe Avenue in Mesa. Mesa Swipe to see some of the businesses that will be at the event. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, seasonal, or internship opportunities, this is your chance to meet hiring managers face-to-face and explore a variety of career options, according to a Queen Creek Chamber statement. No registration required. Just bring resumes and dress to impress. Visit the Chamber's Facebook page to see what companies will be attending the event. End of story. Our next story is entitled Queen Creek Park Playground Temporarily Closed. The information was provided from the town of Queen Creek and posted in the Queen Creek Independent August 3, 2026. No author is listed. The playground at Frontier Family Park begins an almost one-month closure today. Through Saturday, August 29th, the playground at 20039 South 220th Street will be closed for turf repairs. The spray pad will remain open and available for use during the playground closure. It is open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. through September. Playgrounds at the town's other parks, Desert Mountain, Founders, and Mansell Carter Oasis, remain open. End of story. Our next article is entitled State Awards DUI Enforcement Grant to Queen Creek. This was posted in the Queen Creek Independent July 27, 2026, and written by Janet Perez. The Queen Creek Police Department received a $50,000 state grant for DUI enforcement operations. The grant was officially accepted by the Queen Creek Town Council at its July 15th meeting. The grant is from the Arizona DUI Abatement Council through the Arizona Governor's Office of Highway Safety. It will pay for overtime costs related to DUI enforcement throughout the town. In 2025, through targeted DUI operations and additional patrol activity, QCPD made a total of 166 DUI arrests, including 123 misdemeanor DUI arrests and 43 aggravated DUI arrests, according to a staff report. The year the department added four additional drug recognition experts, which contributed to a 53% increase in DRE evaluations from 34 in 2024 to 52 in 2025. The department also added a DUI officer, with two more DUI officers anticipated later this year. Although Queen Creek's overall collision numbers may remain lower than those of larger urban jurisdictions, impaired driving incidents have a significant impact on community safety, particularly during high-risk periods such as weekend nights, late evening hours, and holidays, the report stated. QCPD listed the factors that impact DUI activity in the town, including high-risk driving behavior, repeat offenders, drivers with high blood alcohol concentrations, and polysubstance impairment involving both alcohol and drugs. Limited late-night transportation alternatives, longer travel distances, reliance on personal vehicles, and the continued development of Queen Creek's downtown area are expected to further increase traffic during evening and weekend hours, the report stated. The grant award includes $43,000 for personnel services, specifically overtime, and $7,000 for employee-related expenses. Under the grant, QCPD will seek to increase DUI arrests by 10% compared to the previous grant cycle. End of story. Janet Perez can be reached at jperez@iniusa.org. Please send your comments about this article to azopinions@iniusa.org. We are committed to publishing a wide variety of reader opinions as long as they meet our civility guidelines. Our next story is entitled Five Mistakes People Make with Health Savings Accounts. This was posted in the Santan Sun News and written by Glenn Reinshi, guest writer, and posted on August 1st, 2026, and updated August 3rd, 2026. Here are five mistakes people make with health savings accounts. 1. Not opening an HSA when you are eligible. There are specific rules that must be followed in order to be eligible for an HSA. If you qualify for an HSA, it is important to start as soon as possible. The sooner you establish an HSA, the sooner you begin building one of the most tax-advantaged accounts available. Because HSAs do not pay the first dollar for services, many people avoid them, thinking that they will end up spending more out of pocket. Studies have shown that this is not true. Number 2, not funding the HSA. Most of us are reasonably healthy when we are young and therefore see no reason to put money into an account to pay medical bills. As we age, we have more medical, dental, and vision bills. But if you put $250 a month into an account starting at 25 and do that for 40 years at a decent interest rate, you end up with a huge amount of money. If you earned only 6%, you would have $497,932 at age 65. If you wait until you were 45, you end up with only $115,000. 3. Paying more than you need for the medical, dental, or vision care you need. This can be huge. Most people do not shop for medical care. It is interesting to me that the same person who will drive across town to save a few dollars on their groceries will not check to see how much they could save on a blood draw, an X-ray, or an MRI. What is surprising truth is that, in fact, many times the best surgeries are actually done at centers of excellence that charge less because they do more. 4. Spending your HSA instead of letting it grow tax-free. If you pay medical expenses out of your pocket today and save your receipts, you may be able to reimburse yourself years later with tax-free HSA withdrawals. Many people view HSAs as medical checking accounts and never consider the benefit of letting the money grow tax-free, then withdrawing it after the age of 65 for qualified medical expenses as an additional source of tax-free income. Just keep your receipts for medical expenses that you have not been reimbursed for. Number 5, leaving the money in the HSA sitting in cash. Most banks and credit unions allow you to set up HSAs, but they normally pay little or no interest on the money. And worse, some even charge you maintenance fees that can eat up your money. That's why I suggest you talk to your financial advisor about setting up an account that can be invested appropriately for your goals to gain you decent returns. Want to learn more? This article is part of my ongoing, quote, Healthcare Smarts, end quote, series, helping individuals and families make better healthcare and insurance decisions. Additional articles and videos are available by searching YouTube for Glenn Reinsch, R-I-E-N-S-C-H-E. Glenn Reinsch is president of Advanced Insurance Services in Chandler. Reach him at 402-202-2550. Glenn at theadvanceinsurancegroup.com. End of story. Our next article is entitled Large-Scale Project for Retail Medical Offices Coming to STV. And this was posted in the Santan Valley Sentinel, July 28, 2026, and updated 7/29/26. No author is cited. A new development project that will include space for retailers, restaurants, and medical offices is in the works in Santan Valley, adding to an already impressive economic development portfolio in Pinal's newest municipality. Diversified Partners, a Scottsdale-based commercial real estate firm, is advancing the approximately 23.9-acre mixed-use development at the southeast corner of Ironwood Road and Ranch Road. According to a press release from the company, the project, called Ironwood and Ranch, will feature approximately 25,000 square feet of proposed retail space along with a 50,000 square foot medical building that is under contract with Orthopedic Group Ortho Arizona. Ironwood and Ranch represents exactly the type of strategic growth opportunity we look for, Diversified Partners CEO Walt Brown Jr. said. The surrounding community continues to experience tremendous residential growth, and we're creating a destination that meets the increasing demand for high-quality retail, dining, and healthcare services while creating exceptional long-term opportunity for businesses looking to grow alongside the surrounding community. Ironwood Road is one of Santan Valley's busiest roadways, seeing nearly 34,000 vehicles per day. With its proximity to State Route 24, developers believe the project is well positioned to serve the growing community of more than 115,000 residents, along with neighboring communities like Queen Creek. This project is expected to begin construction in early 2027. End of story. Thank you for joining me today for the East Valley News for Santan and Queen Creek. I'm your volunteer broadcaster, Leslie Hunt. Stay tuned for the Arizona Republic coming up next on Sun Sound.